Welcome to IdeaGen TV. Today, I am thrilled and honored to have with me Chetna Singh, Global Head of SAP's Total Rewards. Chetna, welcome.
Hi, George. Great to meet you again virtually. And I am really looking forward to meet you in person in Athens in July. So, and Happy New Year. I know it's late, but better say it rather than being sorry about it.
That's right. Happy New Year. And it is already into the new year. It's incredible how time is flying by, and equally so, incredible the work that you're doing at SAP. Chetna, I'd like to begin by asking you, as we enter 2024, it's an exciting year for a lot of different reasons. What emerging trends and demands do you see on the rise related to companies like SAP?
Yeah, I think, I'm super confident about essence that every organization is facing now, and it will be a constant in our journey ahead, and that is transformation, prioritize, stay relevant. And transformation is not a big word. It's a journey of staying relevant, learning to do more with less, optimizing, and winning together. So this is the essence, and all companies like SAP, they constantly need to reimagine, take the challenges of disruption, preempt what is coming, and just be super agile and nimble. And that's one theme I am super passionate about. And I'm very sure whoever is listening lives as if you are in the same world as us. That's what I would say.
Well, Chetna, you know, you're absolutely right. And I love your positivity and your enthusiasm in your leadership role at SAP. It's essential. And SAP is leading the way. And I'd like to ask you, you know, at the fore of the global conversation right now, AI.
Yeah.
As in, you know, it's an emerging trend. It's beyond an emerging trend. It's here. AI is here. Would you be willing to share with our audience globally, the millions of people that are watching this interview, how do you see it from your lens? How is AI, you know, affecting the world?
Yes. So I'm not going to say what you have heard billion times by now, because we all are in one universe. But I definitely want to share two of my personal examples, which was so telling for me. And let me start with my own life history. So when I did my master's and I was looking for a job, I remember I went into a computer institute. Those times it used to be computer institute, and they used to teach you Excel and PowerPoint if you wanted to get a career in corporate or enterprise. And that was a must, and that was an enabler that made you so proficient and efficient in your job. I would say AI is a million times more than that. It's a game changer, it's a productivity enhancer, and none of us should be scared about it. It's going to change your life. Another example I'll give you is my own son. I remember he was supposed to write a drama script in his school, and he was in high school that time. And he was using ChatGPT to write the script. And I came and I say, hey, you know, that's being lazy. You know, can you not use your little bit mind and your creativity and write a nice script, knowing the potential of my son? And he was like, no, wait and watch. You don't know, mom, what it is. Let's see what it creates. And so here comes ChatGPT. He gave the theme, he got a drama script. Then he took that. He used his unique ability to think and his own creativity. And the output I saw was beautiful. And that made me believe in the power of AI and how it can unleash your own potential. And we all have limitations of time. You know, there are labor intensive work. All this can be taken on by AI and really, really unleash the power of human potential. This is how I imagine AI. I hope I could kind of relay the power that it entails and it can unleash for us.
I love that. I love the personal example, Chetna. That's incredible. Thank you for sharing that, because I think that drives it home. I share that enthusiasm, by the way. Yes. The conversations that we're having, to hear it directly from you at SAP about your excitement. I mean, this appears to be a once, maybe not even in a generation, once in a human history moment, with the level of innovation and how fast it's moving. And those observations just put the finer point on it. And so as AI becomes an integral part of our daily lives and jobs, it's a productivity, as you said, enhancer. How do you see these AI and, you know, the enhancements, the advancements, all of these things altering the way we look at the workforce and revolutionizing our day to day?
Yes. That's a great question, because all of us ask, right, what is in it for me? That's important. Whenever we use any kind of technology. So let me give you some examples. So SAP has launched its generative AI assistant across its cloud enterprise portfolio, and it's so powerful. And recently, we were given a demo of it, and I had a mind-boggling moment when I saw that how this assistant, and I'll give you an example. So let's take an example of me. Chetna want to travel to Athens in July, and Chetna would say, "Hey, I want to travel. Give me a travel plan which has a direct flight, no layover." And I give my meal requirements and kind of airlines, which is more using sustainability, that kind of, I have some requirements. And then I say, hey, how about, since I'm going to also Prague, can you check my vacation days, which is in a different system altogether? So this is, I'm using a travel system, which is a different product. So this travel system goes to my people profile and checks my vacation balance and say, hey, you have a vacation balance, adds to my plan. And then I say, can you also give me some great ideas about what could I see in Athens in 1 or 2 day extra vacation and add? And here comes our plan. Isn't it a magic? It took the data, it took everything from universe, from our system, which is a powerhouse of data, and convert all those in insight. And a beautiful picture for me where I could take a decision. So this is one example. Now, coming back to my professional, another example of the job I do, which is a job of a reward professional. All of us, whoever is in reward professional, you all know your best friend is Excel, right? We all love it. We have used it for years. And Excel, so what AI would do, imagine a world, right now you're sitting, you have multiple rows and columns, hundreds of rows and columns, and you're trying to create insights of all the data you have. Imagine AI in minutes or seconds will pull out all the data and create the insights for you. How powerful is that? You don't need to spend hours and hours in analyzing data. That's a great example. My favorite would be, how do you take your people investment and deploy in a most prudent and a manner which really moves the needle? So let me take an example of annual compensation cycle. Every company have their annual compensation cycle where your biggest chunk of people investment takes place. Imagine AI helping managers to do right nudges and say, hey, here are some unconscious biases. Your deployment doesn't deal with these biases. You should be spending money here, not here. And this is how you differentiate your performance of your team. And it throws those analytics and help you real time nudges that takes you to great decision making, that helps an enterprise to really move the needle in the space they want. So this is the power. Another example, which is another my favorite, and I cannot wait to see this, which is the sales reps, right? Our sales reps, they go and hunt deals for us. For that, they need right account, territories, right markets. Imagine AI helping to quantify the right quotas based on a market potential, based on the customer he has been allocated. So AI is analyzing how much, what is the roadmap of the customer? How is the market potential? Does this size of the account make sense for him? So basically, intelligent territory and account planning. That's another great example. And the last one I definitely have to speak is all about the health space. The power of the health and the data and what it entails and channelizing it to two important things. One is the predictive health. One is a preventive health. So that is the power of AI. And I cannot wait, really, really start taking it to the next level. That's what I would say.
Chetna, I am, you know, I just cannot even imagine. I hear the enthusiasm from you, having you've seen the demos, you've seen it all come together, and it is remarkable. It is astounding to think about all of the examples, from your son with ChatGPT to your SAP generative AI chatbot and assistant.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And to think about the millions of people across the world that have all of these spreadsheets that now can say, well, I've got these spreadsheets, instead of taking, like you said, hours, days, weeks, months to extrapolate these critical insights, they can have them in seconds. And then you take that information and you've become so efficient that now you can do so much more.
Exactly.
And so much more impact will take place. And when you land, where you landed on health, you know, my mom passed away of breast cancer. You know, you wonder, you can only wonder how far we are going to go in such a faster time with research, with clinical trials, with the overall data insights that, you know, take so long to figure out. And so as we're looking at the overall focus of this summit on AI, health, tech, finance, but a specific focus on AI, can you share your perspectives on how, mm-hmm. on how the technology, this AI can and will and is influencing health and benefit programs?
Mm-hmm. Yes. As I said, let me zoom into preventive and predictive health, right? The power of AI. So a lot of you use smartwatches. I think that was a great beginning, but I don't think that will stop there. It will go to the next level, and it will help us to take charge of our health and also enterprising, unleashing AI to look at their demographics makeup. And what kind of disease are emerging because of the lifestyle we are in or because of the genetic makeup, and they predicting us where should we keep a watch on, where should we invest, what kind of, what kind of health costs that may be knocking our door soon so that we can customize our program. We can help our employees with the right kind of a health program, benefits program. So all that can be done with the AI so easily. And I also see a great potential of all providers in the industry, all the health providers, the insurance providers, the enterprise like SAP coming together and creating a wall, as you said, which can combat so many diseases which are either preventive or could be predicted, or we have the right kind of ammunition to help our workforce. So to me, I think it's gigantic, it's enormous, and you just have to imagine. And I think that's the power of human mind. You can dream, you can reimagine, and you should not stop yourself. And the reason why I'm so passionate about this one, because it has unlimited potential. It's up to us where we take us. And the health space, I think that will be the best blessing for mankind. And I'm very, very, very thankful that I'm working for SAP. That is really one of the leaders in the AI space. And we are investing and will continue to invest in this space because we really want to make the world run better and improve people's lives, which is our vision. This is what SAP stands for. So imagine all this coming together and unleashing the power for all of us. That's how I see it,
George. Oh my God. Sign me up. I'm sold. I there's no question. There's just no question that this is that moment. It's a transformational moment for mankind, really, like you said. And we need to embrace it. I know millions of people are. And we're just at the front of this. I mean, if you think about the Industrial Revolution and other moments like this in history, this is multiples, like X factors beyond that. I mean, it just blows your mind. And you've already cited so many examples. And thank you to you and SAP for leading the way, for making these critical investments that will help change the world, period. And so I'd like to zoom in on, like you said, I love that. Zoom in on your role as global head of SAP's Total Rewards, and specifically, what are the trends coming in 2024 for Total Rewards that you'd like to share and that you're implementing at SAP?
Yes, I would say the topic of skill, again, it's a topic which is coming like it's there and it's still coming like tsunami, because it's about relevance, it's about staying agile, it's about preempting what's coming, and that's the power of skill. Skill is not about only doing what is needed today, it's about preparing you for tomorrow. So that's where I would say one of the biggest one would be the skills framework, which is staying relevant for today and tomorrow, and how would the pay models will change to reward you for having the right skills so that you are creating a right impact and contribution for the organization. That's the number one. The second one, I would definitely say pay equity and transparency. This is no-brainer. This will be a big one. Nobody wants to work for a company where these fundamental rights of humans are not met. And again, I'm super proud to work with a company like SAP, which is leading the practices in pay equity and pay transparency. And we have, our research has been published by Josh Bershen, and they have acknowledged us as a leader because we have really got it right. So that's another one. Guys, watch out. Use your technology, create the right fundamental system where you're able to have a fair and inclusive culture, environment, pay system for your workforce, because it matters. It definitely matters. And the third one, I would definitely say that, as I was talking about staying relevant, I also think this whole disruption that is happening, and also in the technology space, is asking us to reset or reimagine employee value proposition. So a lot of things, again, which were done in the past, the power that, you know, the huge perks for employee, we need to reimagine those space and channelize in a way where it creates a very compelling value proposition for our people and for our talent. So these are the three I would definitely would like to, I believe that it will come and it will touch everyone. And last not the least, of course, as I said, transformation is the new norm. You will have to transform your pay model, your incentive, your pay framework, your skill framework, to ensure that your business is is going in the direction, and your people, your reward strategy, all are intertwined. So these are a few trends that definitely I see coming.
Chetna, it's just, again, remarkable what you're doing on every level at SAP. And to hear about your unrelenting focus on the workforce, the employees that are the lifeblood of SAP, is phenomenal. And then to juxtapose upon that all of these efficiencies with AI, and it becomes such a powerful moment. I just can't get past that. And I think that a healthy, productive workforce is critical. I'd like to ask you a question relating to the future. We've talked a lot about AI. We've talked a lot about these moments. And I'd like to ask you a question that I know you're passionate about. And that is, what advice, Chetna, do you have for all of the future global leaders on this planet, the young folks that are maybe still in high school? They're looking to you to say, where would I go? What would I want to do? What does the world look like? What is the advice you have for them?
Yes, and I will use something which all of us use every time, which is our mobile phone, right? And I know that the digital nomads, for them, this is as important as air and water, right? So look at iPhone or any phone. You know, a few years back, it was iPhone 4, 5, iPhone 14. I haven't lost the count where it is now, but I know that I have that it constantly goes to the next level. So the essence I'm trying to bring is that always strive to go to the next version of yourself. No success or no failure is permanent. You have to always have the agility to reset and restart your life. And I believe in that because I have done many times in my life. I have moved countries and I have started from scratch and I have again built on that. So I think this will be key. Become the better version of yourself. Chase progress, not perfection. And whatever you do today, give your 200% because your tomorrow will come from what you do today. And I think that's what I have done in my professional life. I'm passionate about what I'm doing today, and I think the tomorrow follows. And the last one, no job is sexy or no job is bad. It all depends upon whether you're passionate about it or not. And if you follow learning and if you follow your passion, the money will follow. So this is what I say because I have lived those moments and I lived those value systems.
Chetna, you know, chase progress, not perfection. Chase progress, not perfection. I mean, that sounds simple.
Yes.
Give 200%. You know, any failure is not permanent. Reinvent yourself. Always be agile. All of these things that you've cited are so helpful, I believe, for the millions of people, not just the youth, but maybe someone who's just reinventing themselves. Someone who's somewhere in the world saying, you know, I want to do something different, or they retired and want to take on a new role. So I think we're in a moment. We're in an exciting moment. I want to thank you for sharing, Chetna, all of this. And since you touch upon positive workplace culture, I'm curious to hear your opinion. How do you see the role of the employer and the employee in establishing that healthy, productive workforce?
Yeah, So this is a great question because that talks about the psychological contract, not your employment contract. So when you take up any job, let's start from us. So me as employee, Chetna as an employee of SAP, what I should be doing, that's the starting point for me. So I try to be the version of me, better version of me always. I am not obsessed with my success or failure. I learn and I am willing to change and I also want to create an impact and contribution with humility and of course with partnering with whole lot of people in the organization and of course with my very great team that I have. So that is what you do, which is a Chetna as an employee. Give your best, learn to unlearn, relearn. and learn. So this is also important. Chase those meaningful progress for yourself, and you will blossom. And ask your question to yourself: are you learning? Are you getting challenged? Is your mind being used? So things like that. So that's one side of the equation. The second side of the equation is, what should enterprise, your company, your organization, or for in my instance, what SAP should do for me or can do for me? So for me, it's very clear. Is SAP a fair employer? Do they give right kind of, does it have a right kind of culture? Did I get right kind of opportunity? And I did in SAP. I started in Singapore. I did a role. I moved to Germany and I got a global head role. So SAP has given me those opportunities where there were not biases. There was no glass ceiling as such. So that's enterprise, fair, equal opportunity, treating you as a talent, not looking at you by a different lens of gender, culture, skin, religion, things like that. And of course, inclusive culture, opportunities to learn, and right kind of program, and also transforming, being a winning organization. So if you bring all this together in an equation, that creates the win-win. That creates the value proposition. So let's do all of this to get the remaining bit to create a story or paint a beautiful picture.
And Jetna, I've conducted thousands of interviews, and I've got to be, really forthright here to tell you that this is profound. This conversation, for the millions of people that will watch this interview, will serve as the inspiration for years to come, because you've provided authentic, impactful, useful insights that I think are so powerful to set the stage for where we're going, where we need to go. And with that great humility, and again, the authenticity, I want to thank you so very much. I'd like to ask you a final question, which is, what is your call for global action based on this interview?
I think I said many times, I think I have to share this. I watched an Indian movie recently, 12th Fail. Basically, a story about a guy who was a high school dropout and how he restarted his life again and again and again till he got his dream. So life is all about resetting and restarting. As I said, no success, no failure is final. So build on from your success and failures, and most important, failures. They are the best of best teachers. I fail every other day. I have I think I have more failures than success in my life. And that also translates to who I am. Yeah. That's it.
Chetna Singh, inspiration. You are indeed, my friend, leadership defined. Thank you so very much. Chetna Singh, Global Head, SAP Total Rewards. I want to thank you from IdeaGen and from the IdeaGen Foundation for all you do to change the world.
Thank you, George. Pleasure talking to you.
Likewise. Thank you.